Engineer Steve Schwerner. Looking around the room, with maybe the exception of Steve Duffy, nobody has put more time and effort into Antioch College, I think, than I am. And what I want to do is I want to talk about a little history. When Bill Birnbaum became president in September of 1976, I was 3 months into my job as Dean of Students. One of the things that evolved within the next year under Bill was what became in some circles as known as Schwerner's hard and fast economic law, which was, if it was an asset, it belonged to the university, and if it was a liability, it belonged to the college. And that Bill managed to move things around such that if it lost money, the college was responsible for it. If it made money, the university was responsible for that. Now, when Al Guskin became president, he really reversed all of that. And that Al spent a lot of time working hard at trying to redo the balance of power within what had become a university system. That I know one of the things that's absolutely forbidden to talk about is having the college's president also be president of the university, but I would point out in the years that Bill Birnbaum was exactly that, the college thrived. Faculty got 8% raises, the student population got greater, the retention rate was lower than it was in the golden years of the late 50s, but that ended when Al could no longer do that. We are gone back to an era of, if it's an asset, it belongs to the university, and if it is a liability, it belongs to the college. I point out, I could give you a long list of those examples of that. The short list is that under Al, every single one of the Antioch centers had as its first purpose was to make money for the college, just like adult centers do across the country. Right now, everybody knows that the Harvard University would close its School of General Studies tomorrow if it didn't throw cash into Harvard College. And the same is true of every other liberal arts college. That in the case of McGregor, for instance, McGregor was supposed to give 7% of gross receipts to the college, and that now left, then there started to be a movement to separate the notion of the college being first among equals. Since then, what has happened is we've run into a situation where the college is simply one of the voices losing lots of its assets and can't possibly sustain itself because it's a residential college and teaches a traditional age population. If anybody thinks seriously that 4 years from now, Antioch College, as we know it, is going to be opened again under the current situation, then they are living simply in a fantasy life. And I would ask folks to simply read Tony's commencement speech before the leadership PhD program just a week or so ago, where a vision of a college that did not have tenured faculty, that it was not a traditional liberal arts college, a vision that simply changed what Antioch is. That it's my belief, and this is my belief, and that you all can totally disagree with it. I think the board right now is made up of two groups of people. There's one group that really wants to see the college remain open, but feels that financially it's not a viable going concern, and that hopefully the presentation that you heard might change your mind on that. The second group, and I really believe this, although some people will say that I'm completely wrong, I think there's a small part of the board, and I think there might well be a part of the university leadership that has over the last 5 to 8 years wanted to close the college down because it is the weak sister of the university, and that if the college does get closed down next June, it will never come back as it is in any manner, shape, or form as it is known, and that we will have Antioch University, which will be a shell without its heart and soul, and that I urge you folks to reconsider your situation. Based on this presentation, there is a viable possibility of keeping this college going, and this is the only shot I think you have of keeping a viable Antioch University.